to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning devotions. Have you ever dropped a glass and watched it shatter and scatter across the floor? Well, there's nothing you can do. I guess sweep it up and throw it away. And you might remind yourself and the kids, if they're there, not to go barefoot around with those splinters of glass that often you just never, despite all your best intentions, you never find them all. So can you relate this scenario to a broken heart? Have you ever felt like your heart has been shattered into a million pieces and you thought at the time it probably would never heal, never mend? Whatever happened to you was just too deep, too painful. But people say, yes, time heals all wounds. But at the moment of the shattering, it's impossible to believe that. You just can't see it. You look for brighter days, but your view is that it's only sort of a grey experience. And these painful events generate broken hearts. And there could be things, you know, a relationship that's gone wrong, or someone that you love has died, or a child perhaps has gone astray, or someone you love has moved away. And so in any event, you don't feel like you can go on another moment. And so you ask yourself, am I depressed, oppressed, or just one big mess? You know, what's wrong with me? Well, it's true that sometimes our plans don't go as we had hoped for. In fact, they are shattered, obliterated. And you're almost breathless when it finally sinks in as to what's actually happened. You know, the plans that you've got, they've got to be adjusted. You could almost feel that something's blown up in your face. And you might have had some particular way to go in your career, but it failed to eventuate. And so emotionally, you go up and you're down. And sometimes people get very angry towards God and things just don't make any sense. Now, just for imagine that you've got a vase, something that was a treasured vase, maybe a family memento, something that had tremendous emotional and sentimental value to you, couldn't be replaced. And then one day you accidentally knock it off the shelf, and to your horror, that shatters in front of you. So all these beautiful pieces flying off in a million different directions, and as you try to pick them up, you realise you can't actually put it back together the way it was. And if it was your mother's, so you're probably going to be in trouble. In the process of trying to restore the vase, you realise there's something else that you've made, can make something new out of it. If you can get all the pieces, find the pieces, you can actually, it's possible to put it all back together again, perhaps even something better than it originally was. I want to say today that life is a bit like that, that we are in many ways like a vase. When suffering a small break, it can be restored to the original qualities. But when our lives are shattered, what remains are only the pieces. And what these pieces represent is the opportunity to create something new. Because had that vase, for example, not been broken or shattered, we would never have considered what else is possible. In other words, there are some opportunities. And life is a bit like that, isn't it? That no matter what happens, there are lessons to be learned. And today and again tomorrow on Morning Devotions, I just wanted to look at this. There are five particular lessons, I think, that can come out of this. And it means you just got to think a bit differently here. Life is not perfect. That's the first thing I want to say. As much as you try to make it fit into a perfect bubble, life is not perfect. No amount of planning and insurance or preparation can ever prevent things that are just not in your control. Stuff happens, as they say. And while you might want to try and uphold an image, you might work long hours, you might be saving your money for a beautiful car that you want to buy, or the ideal mate in marriage. The reality is that these things can all be gone in an instant, just as the vase is dropped. And just as much as you would like to think the world should fit into you and that people should behave the way you think they should and things should happen, it's not going to happen that way. It's imperfect. Life is like that. It's a simple lesson. Life is good and bad, and sometimes it's really good and really bad all mixed up at the same time. So I think the sooner you can accept the world as it is, the sooner you can let go of the way you think it should be. And remember that God has a plan. He is the master at bringing things that were broken back into place. Dear Lord, thank you. There are many lessons in life. Give me the opportunity today to learn something new about you. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.